So am I never allowed to have a
No,
you reapply after 1 year from this.
Just fill in all the spaces.
From his initial.
From the initial application.
You'd be able to apply again, like April, I can't tell if that's a 1 or a 7, but.
4/20.
4/20, it looks like April 21st.
4/24.
Yeah, just take your time on the next one.
Yeah, just absolutely accurate, and it would behoove you to know the revocation status, how that happened, why that happened, so you could answer those questions. You should know yourself, maybe you'll never see this board again. But if you do, those, you know, we need to know that. And the same goes to the issuing authority, they should know those answers too.
Case number 8, 22-810. And Mr. Appellant, can you just stand and raise your right hand so I can administer the oath? Do you solemnly swear or affirm as the case may be that the evidence you will give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth to help you God or on penalties of perjury?
With the mask, make sure you speak up, okay, so we can hear you?
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, the appellant has been sworn having come in late. Would the issuing authority please identify yourself, spell your last name indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Sure.
You can be anonymous, just so you know, because you weren't here at the beginning. We're not going to state your name. You can if you want, but you're entitled to be anonymous here today, so go ahead.
Lieutenant Joe Ficacelli, Ficacelli, representing Chief Matt Hawkins in the East Hartford Police Department.
Okay, Lieutenant, would you like to make an opening statement?
Sure. On March 14th, 2022, a pistol permit application was received from the appellant. In that application, the DPS 799C, he swore to the page 404 where he stated that he understands that any statement in this application that is determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for denial of such application. The appellant, it was determined, was arrested and convicted of a crime in Windsor, Connecticut in June of 2013, and he failed to check the box in his 799C that either he was arrested or that he was convicted.
Sir, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, I did check the box that I was not arrested, but I did was arrested with a misunderstanding. But I caught it when I went to do the fingerprint, and then when I tried to explain to the recording department that I make a mistake on the form, they said, since I already go online and fill out the application, I would have to proceed with the application. I also noted to the recording clerk when I was handing the application that I make a mistake on the form. She said, they will contact me and tell me what to do. So I'll have to proceed with the application. But I did make a mistake.
Okay. All right, Lieutenant, you may proceed.
With questioning or
lies? You can do whatever you want. If there's anything else you want to tell us, you can ask him questions.
Sure, I'll ask him a question. Were you arrested in 2013? Do you recall that?
Yes.
Were you convicted?
I thought the place was nally, was thrown out, but I didn't go get my record to send in the application.
So it's possible you were convicted?
I didn't know until after when I go get my record.
And when you
They said it was not was nally. When I leave the court, but that was a couple of years ago, so.
When you fill out the application, did you see the box on the 799C where it asked you if you had ever been convicted or arrested?
Yes.
Okay, you're admitting here that you made a mistake.
Yes.
No further questions.
Questions by the board. Go ahead.
He in his opening said that he brought it to the attention of the processing clerk during the processing.
Yeah, I'm unaware of that.
Okay, but could that be true?
Very well could be true. Yeah, I don't know.
What's the process then if, you know, the applicant comes in and says, geez, I made a mistake on the application?
I don't know. I, That's handled through our records division. They're downstairs. I would imagine he comes in and says that, and at that point, it could have already been signed off on by me. I don't know.
Well, probably not if you were doing, hadn't done the fingerprints yet. I mean.
I don't know. It's a process that our records division handles through our record clerks and our record supervisor, and eventually makes its way up to me.
Yeah, go ahead, Jim.
I was just going to say, if what he said is true, is he okay? Is he suitable? That he didn't know, or he didn't know at the time, found out, made a mistake, tried to correct it, and East Hartford wouldn't let him correct it.
Well, I would say if he had checked it and I was aware of it, I would have called him and asked him about the case and the particulars. Mm-hmm. I would have probably not had an issuing him a permit. But the problem is, according to the 799C, when it's admitted, it's a denial.
Where in statute does it say that? I'm just saying, no, I know what it says on the application. DES makes that application.
Yeah.
Where in statute is that supported?
I do not know.
Because it's not.
And did you ask him?
Did someone
call and say, hey, listen, you check no, we found this record, what happened, and he would have got maybe this this explanation?
No, I did not. I didn't speak to him.
Did anybody?
I don't think so. He says he spoke to the record clerk, but I don't know.
Yeah, that was initially, but by the time, did you investigate it or was it somebody else?
No, it was me who signed off on this, yes.
All right, that's always a good practice, because this happens, we get these cases all the time, where it's wrong, but then the person doesn't understand it, made a mistake. Sometimes that's true, sometimes it's not. So it's often very difficult.
I have called on many occasions and you find out that they're not being truthful.
Yeah, no, that's very, very possible.
Not that I'm saying this, gentlemen, is being untruthful.
No. Sometimes they say yes. Very rarely do they say yes. I tried to hide it.
Lieutenant, was there a warrant issued for false statement based on the application being?
No.
Other questions? Okay, seeing none. Any other witnesses?
No.
Okay, sir, you can tell us anything else you'd like us to know.
Oh, before you go, is any other things in his background that's an issue, other than this one issue?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You may tell us anything else you'd like us to know.
Yes, I even went by the station like 2 times since I get the denial letter, and the fingerprint lady remember my face, remember me telling her, I find out the mistake right there. I went back to the clerk and I tried to ask her, could I amend this when I was doing it? At the beginning, to let them know that I got an issue, and there is nowhere to say where you could put a correction to say, well, I make a mistake. I was trying to withhold the application. They don't allow me to, so I got to proceed with it. They said someone will contact me. Nobody did. Nobody from the station contacted me. Over 2 years. No one.
Do you have any cross based on what he just said?
No.
Does the board have any questions?
I do. What was the arrest for? What were you arrested for?
You mean on the 13th?
Yeah, not the charge. What did you do?
Yeah.
What did you do? Tell us what you did. Tell us what that case was about.
What was the case?
It's a gauge case.
On that case. And the 13th, we're driving in the car, and then we have I was talking to her, asked her a question, and then
who's her?
Home. That's my wife.
Okay.
So it was on the way home, and then that's when she just grabbed the steering wheel, and then the car hit into the wall, and they say it was arguing. So that's how we ended up. We still are together up to this day. We never arrest again, nothing.
There was a protective order issued?
Nope. Say that one more time.
Did you have a protective order issued?
It says there was a protective order issued for family violence.
But at the time, they didn't give me one. They said if I get in trouble within the next 6 months or something like that, then I will go spend time in the prison. But I didn't get no order.
If it was a domestic violence case, there would have been a protective order issued.
That's why I said I didn't get one. Unless I would have to go back and check my record. I didn't remember.
Well, I don't understand, because I thought that the charge was breach of the peace in the second degree, assault in the third degree, and disorderly conduct. But then I saw something else about a protective order.
Yeah, I don't have anything in my packet here to show me that he had a protective order issue. But I agree with the chief that he would have.
I think you supplied it.
I didn't get it from my clerk.
Protective order has been terminated on this case, so sort of working back there, had to have been.
And he would not have had to disclose that. Right. So that's not 10 years.
Those $10. Is that the only arrest you've had?
I got previously arrested before, but most of all those cases were denied. I got knowledge, so I got
knowledge. Okay.
My record. Okay. But I resubmitted them after I made the mistake.
Other questions by the board?
So you received the information from East Hartford that you received your denial letter from East Hartford?
Yes.
Stating that you failed to disclose the arrest and conviction?
Yes.
That's the basis of the denial, correct?
Yes.
And then you filled out our questionnaire?
Yes.
And you left it off of ours also. Why?
Yes, at the time when I did that hearing, I wasn't recalling the question 100 in my head, what they was asking. And then later, when I was going back to it, I said I left out the critical question.
No, I'm not talking about
this form.
I'm talking about our form.
I know.
So you had the letter from East Hartford, correct? Stating
yes.
Why you were denied.
But when I would go fill that out, I didn't bring the letter with me.
Did you do it in person?
Yes.
But you knew at that time.
I was going to say,
Yes, but I didn't have the papers with me to tell me when I was getting those papers to fill it out. I didn't bring out my papers.
I understood.
So did you bring it to, did you do this in person at our office?
Yes.
He just dropped off this letter, which is the last page in the packet. That's what he dropped off to me last week or before.
What about the questionnaire? Did that come in the mail?
Well, he said that he didn't. Well, yeah, the questionnaire, he didn't answer the questionnaire.
No, yeah, but did he do the, I'm asking, if you recall, it was mailed, the questionnaire was mailed to us? Not done in person at our office?
Correct. I don't know. Did you drop off?
I did it downstairs.
The first time? Did
yes.
you come two times to us?
Yes, the first
so
time.
So you may have dropped it off in person.
Yes.
But, so, and you never, I'm just saying, sort of, I understand maybe with the PD you forgot, but again, you did the exact same thing with our form. You failed to list it on our form.
Okay, when I get the paper from
I'm just saying, but
yes,
you should have had something, you know,
my fault again. That's why I sent that letter that I failed to put it on here.
That doesn't make sense to me, because if I had a questionnaire in front of me and I couldn't answer a question, I'd take it home with me, get the materials I needed to answer the question, and then re-deliver it.
I didn't know that I could do that. She gave me the papers and said I must put it out here. So I didn't know that I could take it home and come back. There's a lot of misunderstanding what's going on. There's a lot of miscommunication from the station to the whole application.
I don't understand the reason at the beginning when you first applied why you checked no to arrest and conviction. When you applied for the first time, so the initial application to East Hartford, why did you check no to whether you had been arrested and convicted?
That was a misread of the question. And then when I find...
But what did you misread?
Because at the time, I should get all my record and put it, so I check no. Based on misunderstanding, I check no.
What did you misunderstand?
That I should go get all my record and then check yes. So it's when I come to do the fingerprint, she asks me if
It doesn't ask you to get all your records. It says, have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
You knew that answer. That's kind of what you're getting at, right?
Right.
Yes, I misread the question.
Did you know you were arrested and convicted in 2013?
No. I knew that I was arrested, but I didn't know the outcome because when that case was back and forth between the prosecutor and the state, so I think they say it was denied, it was nullity. So, but I didn't go get my record before submitting all that. So that was my fault. I did not get all my records to check yes and then send the applying people.
I think that... Correct me if I'm wrong, but that's maybe. But then not doing it on our thing months later is problematic.
Problematic is the correct word.
Yes, that was a misunderstanding.
The misunderstanding and miscommunication is with you, not with them.
Yes, my fault. That's what I was just saying. So that's why I figured everything like later.
Any other questions by the board?
But just... You mentioned you had other nollies. How many other arrests have you had?
One, like three.
Like three others that were nollied?
Yes.
I think you see two others.
Two others.
Two others. And they were before the 2013?
Yes.
You don't have to show me. The point is you're familiar with arrests and nollies, and because you're using words like nollies, so you do understand.
Yes. That's a misunderstanding.
Other questions by the board? Seeing none, sir, do you have any other witnesses? Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement?
Yes, my closing statement. I would wish I did not make all this mistake, and I'm very sorry. I never meant to lie to the board or to the East Suffolk Police Station. Always being an honest citizen. I'm a hard worker. I'm been at my job for 10 years. I never have an issue. And I would just like to reconsider my mistakes.
Lieutenant, would you like to make a closing statement?
Sure. The town of East Hartford denied the application because it was filled out improperly. He didn't check the box that he was arrested and convicted. That's why he was denied. Going off of the page 404 of the 799C, like I said, he swore here to a document saying that he was telling the truth and wasn't going to leave anything out. He left something out that was important, and obviously following the instructions is pretty important if you're going to own a pistol and carry a pistol and have a permit.
Thank you. Brief facts, sure.
This is a denial by the East Hartford Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The appellant failed to disclose an arresting conviction for breach of peace in 2013. The appellant testified that after submitting his application, but when he went for his fingerprints, I believe he said he testified that he had realized his mistake and tried to correct it, but they would not allow him to correct it at that time. Of note, on our questionnaire, the appellant failed to fill out the last page of our questionnaire. It says, please list all criminal matters in which you were convicted or pled guilty. We left that blank. Signed and dated the 22nd of April 2022. His reasoning was he didn't know or couldn't recall what the charges were. Which, after filling out East Hartford provided him a letter of denial. It just sort of troubles me a little bit.
Comments by the board?
Just as a note, the appellant never, it does not appear the appellant tried to even come back and amend or provide us with additional documentation of his arrest and conviction on our form, yet he did take the time to bring back another letter a couple weeks ago asking us to support him in his case. Basically, it says, pardon me to fail not to report about my arrest.
The only thing I would add is, it's for the issuing authority, and well, it's certainly not many left, but when you're going to deny for a failure to, or answering properly, it's always best to contact them and dig into
Typically, Chief, I typically do call. I don't know if this was a couple years ago. I don't remember talking to Mr. Lawrence, so that's why I'm saying I didn't.
Yeah, no, I understand. I just
sorry. Apologize.
Sometimes that clears it up, sometimes it does not. In this case, it might have, but then the filling out our form improperly after the knowledge of the arrest and conviction is going to be the problem here, I think.
And then I could just say one more thing,
no.
Sorry.
No. Other comments? I'll just add quickly, I think the issuing authority, as I said, I think in the last case is entitled to a complete and accurate application. Occasionally I find there is an actual misunderstanding, but I didn't find any persuasive testimony from the appellant as to why this was answered incorrectly. There's a clear conviction in this case. And on top of that, the fact that that portion of the appellant's questionnaire was left blank regarding his denial, I think further supports that. So I'll start with Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Overturk.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. 5-0 in favor of issuing authority. Thank you both.